بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجل أعمى فقال: يا رسول الله، ليس لي قائد يقودني إلى المسجد. فسأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يرخص له فيصلي في بيته، فرخص له صلى الله عليه وسلم. فلما ولى دعاه فقال له: هل تسمع النداء بالصلاة؟ قال: نعم. قال: فأجب. رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated, a blind man came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, I do not have a guide to lead me to the masjid. So he asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم to grant him rukhsa, concession of performing his salah at his home. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted him the permission and the concession to read salat at home because he was blind. Falamma walla, but the moment this person then turned to leave, da'ahu, Nabi Sim called him back. And he asked him, hal tasma'u nida'a bis salah? Are you able to hear the adhan for salah? In other words, from your house, can you hear the adhan? He was living close by. The man said, yes. Then Rasulullah tells him, then respond to it. So even though he was a blind man, but because he was not staying very far, and even though he did not have a guide, it was so important for him also to be present at the masjid for Salatul Jama'ah. Now imagine our condition, and how more important it is for us men folk to be present in the masjid for 5 daily Salah. This person was blind, and initially Rasul gave him the concession, but then Rasul asked him, can you hear the azan? Because he could hear the azan, he was close by. Then Rasulullah tells him to respond to the azan. In other words, he had to come to the masjid. وَعَنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ وَقِيلَ عَمْرِ بْنِ قَيْسِ الْمَعْرُوفِ بِإِبْنِ أُمِّ مَكْتُومٍ الْمُؤَذِّنِ رضي الله تعالى أنه قال: يا رسول الله، إن المدينة كثيرة الهوام والسباع. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: تسمع حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، فحي هلا. رواه أبو داود بإسناد حسن. A very similar narration. This is reported by Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum رضي الله تعالى and others as well. It says, يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, there are many dangerous animals and creatures and wild beasts in Medina. In other words, it is difficult for me to come to the masjid. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم asked him, can you hear حي على الصلاة؟ حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ. He said, yes. Rasulullah said, then you must come. From these ahadiths, then we can understand that it is important for us to try our level best to attend the Salatul Jama'at in the masjid. For men folk, this is very, very necessary indeed. And we should make feeble excuses to read Salat at home. Allah Ta'ala has given us tawfiq, and we have got cars, and Allah Ta'ala has given us the ability and the strength. And we should make full use of our energies and read all our 5 times salat with congregation in the masjid. Of course, sometimes there are excuses where Shariat has given excuses, and those are different. But otherwise, generally, we should try and come to the masjid for all our salat. Allah give us tawfiq, make hidayat. Akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin. Subhanallah, bihamdulillah, subhanallah, Allahumma.